Yes, it's a good news story, and it's a good news story following a very, very effective partnership led by a number of organisations, and I suppose the lead ones were Donegal County Council, BAM, LYT, obviously itself, and the different agencies within Killybegs, and they believed that they could have a sustainable college going forward, but there was the issue of funding. So I'm delighted that Richard Bruton has seen and listened to these presentations over the last few years, and this will mean that we will build on our tourism sector. We're working in a region now where the Wild Atlantic Way is developing, is moving forward with a number of hotels opened up. The Shandon's opened up again, for example, one in Deloe, the Sands Hotel. Like, we have a great opportunity here to build and to train, to give the skill sets to people to get involved in the tourism industry. And I'm just delighted that they've identified a common sense solution to a problem that has been here for a number of years.
Now, we know that the college is part of the LYIT, and it was named last year as one of six across the country that were facing serious financial challenges. This funding, do you think, will go a long way to help counteract that?
It will. There was always a gap in relation to securing funding for Killybegs, and that was proven to be a financial difficulty for the LYIT. But this news, this commitment to looking at a four-year period of $750,000 each year in that four-year period, it gives the college staff in Killybegs a chance now to work and put their energies into different ways of doing things, looking at new ideas, working with new partners. Because when you're in a situation where funding is an issue and it's a problem, it eats too much time in terms of even it affects energy. And now that the college can drive forward, and there's a good four-year wonder there to look at a more sustainable position going into the future.